Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having belted your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having strapped on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Every day, even on our best days, those of us who are believers are in a battle. The goal of our enemy, Satan, is to weaken, deceive, and lead us astray. God protects all who belong to Him, so wicked forces can never touch our salvation. But they can lead us into sin and discouragement, wound our witness for Christ, and bring about other damage. The main charge in today's scripture passage is stand firm, and it's mentioned three times. Paul says the purpose of the armor of God is to enable us to stand our ground in the battle, and his list of armor would not be complete without the footwear mentioned in verse 15. The soles of a Roman soldier's sandals were studded with iron hobnails, which enabled him to stand his ground against an enemy assault. Our anchoring footwear is faith in the gospel of Christ, which not only grants us peace with the Heavenly Father, but also makes us Satan's adversaries. So plant your feet and anchor yourself on a solid foundation of faith. When we don't avail ourselves of the protection provided through Christ, we're more likely to give way in the fight and yield to Satan's temptations.